Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, KCAW. Joining me in the studio, I have Jessica Gill, fisheries biologist with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. They're here to talk about the upcoming Sitka Herring Festival. It will be happening in Sitka March 23rd through April 5th. Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning to you, Melissa.
Well, Jessica, this is the inaugural Sitka Herring Festival. Kicks off March 23rd, wraps up April 25th. Can you tell us a bit? I mean, it may seem obvious from the title that it's about herring, but can you tell us a bit about how this idea was formed and the intention behind it?
Sure. So there's been obviously a lot of controversy around herring, and we decided at Sitka Tribe, like, it's time to drop all the controversy. It's just time to celebrate. Herring are here. It's springtime. It's the beginning of the beginning of spring. It's the beginning of the season, and just celebrate how great herring are and how important they are culturally and ecologically to Sitka.
Well, the event is going to be jam-packed with activities. Can you run through them and tell us about them?
Sure. So March 23rd through April 4th, we have a herring derby for kids ages 2 to 16, 17, and we have lots of prizes. There's going to be four different age groups, age 2 to 4-year-olds, 5 to 9-year-olds, 10 to 14-year-olds, and 15 and over. Where every participant is encouraged to wear their life jacket. I've been requested from the harbor department not to do any casting in the harbor, so don't do that. So only by jigging, and make sure to follow all your fishing regulations. They'll be weighing a fish between 5 to 7 p.m. on the weekdays at 429 Catlian and on the weekends at Thompson Harbor. There'll also be a herring splash, which you're welcome to join the festival over at the pool for free. 12 and under from 3 to 4:30, and 4:30 to 6 is 12 and over. Let's see what else. The community potluck is going to be where we award the herring derby prizes and bring a dish to share at Centennial Hall. And entertainment will be from Tom Begich and Sarah Sludge. And we'll also have an archaeology of herring in Alaska talk from Madonna Moss at University of Oregon. And there will also be on April 5th a community schools run, and that'll be $2, and it'll be run through Totem Park.
Well, and Jeff, the Sitka Arts Council is helping out with the community potluck. Tell us how you figure in.
Well, just a little bit. I'm helping. I was talking with Jessica and the other members of the committee putting this on, and they decided they wanted some entertainment. And Tom Begich and Sarah Sledge are going to be here for the April 5th grind. So I called, I didn't call them up. I emailed Tom and asked if they would be interested in doing this, and they said yes. And if you've seen Tom perform before, he does this bit where he takes 10 words from the audience, and he needs about a half hour, and he comes back with a song. And so we're going to challenge him and see if he can take 10 herring biological words and come back with a song. So that's the part I'm playing.
Ooh, Odalith.
Did she just say something fishy?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well, that's exciting. And Jessica, you have quite a few partners. Who are they?
Yes, so we're obviously partnering with Sitka Arts Council, UAS, Sitka Conservation Society, Sitka National Historic Park, A&B, Whale Fest, Community Schools, and obviously the Sitka Tribe, who I represent. So,
What activity are you particularly looking forward to?
I don't know. That's kind of a toss-up. I'm excited about the herring derby to see all the kids like bringing in their fish, but I think most excited for the community potluck because I think it'll be a good time to get everyone together and just have a lot of fun.
As a biologist, have you ever crossed that line from science to celebration before? Do you think this is will be a wonderful thing? What do you think about it?
I have not crossed this line before, but I'm hoping that this will be a good success. And I think it'll really help in just kind of changing the way we view the species. Like, herring are so important to the ecosystem and to the culture of Sitka, and I think it's really important that everyone knows that. I mean, I feel like a lot of people do, but hopefully a lot of people will come out for this event and learn a little bit more.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What exactly do you do with the tribe?
So in the wintertime, I work on herring and other subsistence issues. And in the summer, I work up at Clag Bay at the fish weir up there.
And Jeff, why did the Arts Council decide to get involved in this?
Because we can't say no, because it'll be fun. And just like Jessica said, it's the herring are important ecologically and financially and culturally. And it seems like it's a good way just to take some of the politics out of it and make it a fun kind of event and let people just to celebrate herring for what they are.
You know, I've noticed that the Arts Council really does a good job connecting art to basically every angle of life. You know, you can find art in anything.
That's right. I went to a conference and one time somebody said NASCAR is art. So I guess there you go.
Well, the Sitka Herring Festival is happening March 23rd through April 5th. And Jessica, how can people find out more about it?
So we have a website at sitkaherringfestival.wordpress.com. And you can give me a call at 907-747-7168. Or you can email me at sitkaherringfestival@gmail.com.
Well, before we go, I'd like to ask if you have any closing thoughts. And Jessica, I'd also like to ask you what it is about herring that you like. Why do you study herring? Why do you think that they're an important species?
Well, first, a few closing things. I forgot to mention the herring camp. That'll be March 17th through March 21st.
And what does that involve?
That is at the Sitka National Historic Park. So 15 middle schoolers will go out and explore critical herring habitat. And we also I'll be in a couple of different, like at Baranoff and at the Sitka Sound Science Center Discovery Days. And the Sitka Conservation Society 4-H to talk about herring. And because herring are really cool. And they're the base of the food chain, and they just bring life to Sitka and everywhere that they are, but it's here in Sitka specifically. So.
Wonderful. And Jeff, any closing thoughts?
We're not going to bring NASCAR here.
Just to clarify. Great. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
My guests have been Jessica Gill with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. The Sitka Herring Festival is taking place March 23rd through April 5th. Lots of activities for the family. To find out more, you can go to sitkaherringfestival.wordpress.com. You can also call Jessica at 747-7168.